All right, this study is on stay home, stay safe. Now, this is an advisory given by the Ministry of Health, and every day the senior minister would end his briefing on the COVID-19 by saying, stay home, stay safe. And I took up this photo, stay home, stay safe, in my rumination. On March 29th, this rumination came out. The theme was stay home, stay safe. Now, just a few words with regard to my rumination. This is the first time I am basing my message on my study, Bible study, on my rumination. And I'm taking everything in my rumination to be the basis for this study this morning, to illustrate to you that all my ruminations, and it is now 791, all the ruminations can be used by anyone to expand it into a message and into a study. And this is one example of how you can do it for those who are budding preachers, budding Bible teachers. You can make this as the basic material for you to develop a message in future. Now, today's text, stay home, stay safe, is taken from Joshua chapter 2 and verse 18. Thou shalt bring thy father and all thy father's household home. Stay home, you, your father, and all the members of the family will be safe. Stay home, stay safe. I'll develop this as I go on with the study afterwards. So, the thoughts now. The MCO, or the Movement Control Order, came out on March 18. And we were told that we were no more to meet in church buildings. And for the first time, many of us were caught by surprise and we could not meet for our Lord's Supper. Today, the MCO has come on to the 61st day. And then it has stretched from 2 weeks to another 2 weeks to another 2 weeks. And at the end of each 2 weeks, we were thinking, wow, it's going to end now. We can meet together. But it has been extended now, not only by 2 weeks, but by a month to 9th of June. That makes a total of 84 days we have not met together in a church building. For the last 3 months, Malaysia has enacted this Movement Control Order, MCO, to contain COVID-19 with the slogan, stay home, stay safe. And all of us, including myself, we have obeyed this order and we have stayed home to be safe. When is it going to end? We do not know. My rumination, if you receive it today, is how long? How long? How long will it last? One thing we are sure, that when this MCO is lifted, life will be no more the same. And as I pointed out in my rumination last week, that it would become life in a new normal life, normal living. Everything will not be the same anymore. It will be a new normal. For example, just for instance, business people who have been renting apartments with thousands of ringgit per month now find that they can save all that money by asking their staff to work at home. And who knows, after this, there will be no more apartments, offices, because many people can work at home, and so many other things that have been done online. So therefore, life may not be the same. And even if we meet together, now I hear that tomorrow there will be an announcement as to when the churches will be allowed to meet together in their buildings. So the mosques have been opened already. All right, the mosques have been opened already, and today we are waiting for the churches to be opened, and tomorrow is the announcement. Well, even if we meet together again, we find that everything will not be the same. It will be a new normal for us because we still have to maintain the social distancing among us. Well, that's our introduction. So when we read stay home, stay safe, there is also a biblical maxim in the same way in the Bible. Stay home, stay safe. Where do we read this? Right. We take the first instance. Noah was told to stay in the ark and be safe. God said in Genesis 7:1, come down into the ark. And so Moses was told to go into the ark. God asked Moses to make an ark. Why? Why? Well, for one, at that particular time, there was this corruption in the world. What happened? It came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that violence began to come in. Now, people began to murder one another. And it's not surprising. Let's trace back to the time when Adam and Eve sinned. After Adam and Eve sinned, we find soon later, Cain killed Abel. That murder was committed. 1,500 years later, in Noah's time, we find the population had multiplied to such an extent. I understand that at that particular time, it was estimated that the population of the earth could be 1 billion. And therefore, that 1 billion people were destroyed by the flood later on. And it would take another 1,800 years, 1850, after that, after the birth of Christ, for the world to come back to a population of 1 billion. Well, whatever it is, as we find in Noah's time, the people have multiplied. And as a result of multiplying, we find the people became wicked and violent. What happened then at that time? It started with corrupt marriages. From the beginning, God had made Eve to be the partner for Adam. And Adam himself acknowledged, this is flesh of my flesh, bone of my bones. And therefore, this is my wife. And we find that in the very beginning, it was intended the man should marry the woman. And both are to remain as married for the rest of their life. Eden, please don't change the slide until I change it. Okay. So we find that that situation in Noah's time is almost the same today. We find that men and women do not hold marriage as sacred anymore. We find that men prepare to marry men, women prepare to marry women, men prepare to live with women without marriage, and so on. And children are born, children are aborted, children are killed when they are young, children are thrown into the trash. So this situation that we see now is not unlike the condition of things in Noah's time. And no wonder God was so grieved that he says he repented the Lord that he had made man, and it grieved him. Now, repented, the word here does not mean to repent sin, because sin, it just means that God changed his mind with regard to man. As man changed his mind with regard to God, God had the right to change his mind with regard to men, and therefore it grieved him, and God would get rid of them. God would get rid of men. I cannot change my slide again. But among some of these men was Noah. Noah was righteous, he was just, and God recognized him and God called him out in order to save him and his family. And so God said to Noah, "The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth." So we have the condemnation of the world. Now we come on to the preparation called Noah out. The call to come into the ark to be saved. First, there was the call to Noah. The Lord said to Noah, "Come, thou and all thy house, into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous. Come home, stay home, and you'll be saved. Stay in the ark, and you will be saved." So the command to Noah was, "Make thee an ark." And it's interesting to note what God said to Noah. God said, "Pitch the ark within and without with pitch." Now, in modern language, of course, we would say, "Tar up the roof, inside and outside." Now, the word pitch has a very important meaning. It basically means atonement. It is the Hebrew word kapa, and it means to cover. In other words, when Noah and his family were in the ark, they were covered by the roof of the ark. And above the ark, God looked down upon the ark and God saw the covering. In other words, God saw the atonement. The atonement from his side above, and the people inside the ark would see the atonement from below when they looked up, pitch within and without with pitch. And so that is a symbol of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covering all those who are in him, so that when the flood would come, they would be saved. So as I pointed out, the word pitch means to expiate or to atone, as we read in the atonement by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, that's the cover safety in the ark. So the floods came and the whole earth was covered with water. And we read in chapter 7, verse 17, the flood was 40 days upon the earth and all flesh died and every man died as well. Now, the rain that came down would be no ordinary rain. We read that the windows of heaven opened, because rain by itself would not be able to cover the whole earth. But above the clouds, somehow in a miraculous way, the very heavens opened up and water came down. And then from below, the foundations also broke up, and then the reservoirs of water broke out of the foundation. And we find that the whole earth was flooded. Now, this is not a fairy tale. This is not a myth, because the Lord Jesus Christ himself said in Luke chapter 17, 26 and 27, that as in the days of Noah, so would be the coming of the Son of Man be. He referred to the days of Noah, and therefore confirming the truth that there was such an incident. So in the selfsame day, Noah entered the ark and he was saved. Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark, they were saved. So stay home, stay in the ark and be saved. Right, so God remembered Noah and every living thing and all that was with him in the ark. Landing the truth. Stay home, stay safe. those who stayed in the ark were safe. It came to pass the waters were dried up from off the earth, and Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. And so everyone in the ark was safe, and that would be a picture of people who are in Christ, the ark. And those who are in Christ would be safe. Judgment of the flood of on sin would not fall on them. Jesus is indeed the ark for us to stay in, so we who stay in the ark are safe. Right, that's the first example of being staying home and being saved. As I pointed out, the story of Noah was not an exception. It was not a myth. It was not a story tale, a fairy tale, because it's confirmed in the New Testament. Hebrews 11:7, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. 1 Peter 3:20, which sometime were disobedient when once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. 2 Peter 2:5, God spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness. And you know, Noah preached for 120 years, and yet at the end of the 120 years, only eight people were saved. The others refused to listen to the word. Right. So that's Noah. Now, we come on to the second instance of stay home, stay safe. And that would be referring to the text that I put up this just now. And it is in the context of Rahab, who and his family were told to stay home and be safe. And it's taken from Joshua chapter 2. Now let's see what happened. The Lord God had promised Joshua that he would lead Joshua to conquer Jericho. Now, the people in Jericho themselves were already worried and concerned, because they had heard so much about Israel coming out of Egypt, and in a miraculous way, all those people who chased after them were killed in the Red Sea, and now they are on the way to conquer Canaan. They had conquered the Amorites, and they had conquered the seas on the way, and now they were on the way to Jericho, to destroy Jericho, to conquer Jericho. And God promised that Jericho would be conquered by Israel. And so, at that time, Israel was in Gilgal. You can see on the left, Gilgal, and then Jericho a short distance away. Jericho was strictly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. They self-quarantined themselves. None could go out, none could come in. But somehow, Joshua, who had sent his two spies into Jericho to find out about the land first, managed to go into a house on the wall of Jericho. The Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given unto thine hand Jericho and the king thereof. And the two spies sent by Joshua into Jericho, they went into a house occupied by Rahab. Rahab was staying in a house on top of the wall. Now, if you see the picture, you'll find that Jericho actually had two walls surrounding it. And in between the walls, houses could be built because of the big population. And Rahab stayed in one of the houses on the wall. And God sent the spies into the house of Rahab. And Rahab told them how the whole of Jericho had been concerned about the coming of Israel to conquer them. And so they were afraid. And they knew that God was with them and God will help them to conquer Jericho. And Rahab therefore said, when you come into Jericho to conquer Jericho, please remember us and our family. Save us. And let's see what the spies told them. The spies and her Rahab and her family, the spies said, would be rescued, although the walls of Jericho would be destroyed. The promise to Rahab was this: Rahab, stay at home and be safe. You and your father and all the members of your household. Thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home. And then, if you stay there, you'll be saved. After that, news came to the people of Jericho that two spies had come into Rahab's house. Rahab was questioned, but Rahab had worked faster. She knew about that. She took the spies to the rooftop and the spies there. And then he told the soldiers that came, oh, yes, the two spies were here, but they already gone out. You can go up now and chase them, because you can, if you do so now, you could maybe catch them. And we find that the two spies also were took by Rahab. After the soldiers had gone, no, you go out. I stayed outside for 3 days. Don't stay on the street there, hide there for 3 days. After that, you can go out. So, true enough, 3 days later, the soldiers came. 3 days later, they were free, able to run away from Jericho. But there was a promise made to Rahab that when Jericho would be conquered, Rahab and his family would be saved. And here's the promise. Thou shalt bind this line of scarlet robe, the robe, not thread, the robe that by which the spies came down from the window of Rahab's house to go outside. Now, this very rope that was used is a red colored rope. You see it hanging outside your window, and we will know that this is your house, and we will not destroy those occupants in the house when we come. And so that was the agreement. So the conditions. What did they say to Rahab? They said, go out of this home, your city will not be your identity. They will be their own risk. Stay home, stay safe. Outside home, you will be hurt, and you will lunch, you will get hurt. And that's not our responsibility. But on the other hand, you stay home. Whosoever shall go out of the doors of the house, his blood shall be upon his head. We will be blessed. But on the other hand, if they stay at home, then whosoever shall be within the house, his blood shall be on our head, and his hand be upon him. Stay home, stay safe. Outside, you'll be killed. It's not our responsibility. And so, Rahab and his family were saved when Jericho was attacked. All right. Now, this is a beautiful picture of shelter in the red blood of Christ. To me, just as the spies told them to hang a scarlet rope outside her window to indicate that those in the house were his family, and therefore they should be saved. So we remember also the time when God told Israel to sprinkle blood upon the doorposts of every house of Israelites, so that when the angel of death passed by, the angel of death would not destroy the firstborn in every family, as he would with every house of the Egyptians that had no blood upon the doorposts. And therefore, this is a good picture of Lord Jesus Christ shedding his blood to cover us, so that those of us who are in Christ are sheltered and covered by his blood. And blood shall be to you a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And that is a reminder to us. They stay in their home and they were safe. Joshua safely had the hired life and the father's household and all she had. And for us who believe in Christ, who are in Christ, that if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all our sin. Right. So there are two instances of how people who stayed home were safe. Now, the last one, and very quickly, sailors who were on a ship in a storm were told to stay in the ship to be safe. And that is from Acts 27:31. Paul had been accused of preaching the way of concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. And they wanted him to be killed. And they were brought before, he was brought before the governor Festus, and later before King Agrippa and Bernice. And then Paul said, look, I am guiltless. It's not fair for you to condemn me. I am a citizen of Rome. I appeal to Caesar. And so Paul was sent to Rome, from Jerusalem, from Caesarea to Rome, all the way to be judged there, because he was a Roman citizen. And you see from the map that is a long, long way indeed from Caesarea right to Rome indeed. But on the way, the ship was caught in severe storm, 27:14. And we read, not long after, there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclean. That means a very, very strong tempest, typhoon, if you like it. And all the people lost all hope that they would be safe. Sailors, shipmen, sailors, and soldiers, you know what they did? Were so afraid, because for 14 days they had gone without food, they are enjoying the storm, and there was tremendous fear among them, and they had already taken the lifeboat out from sea into their big boat, and they wanted now to escape in the lifeboat up, because the ship, the big ship that they were in, was heading towards the rocks and definitely was going to be shipwrecked. So these sailors, they were very clever. They knew what was coming, so they were prepared to lower the boat, the lifeboat engine, into the sea, so that they could escape. But Paul saw it, and Paul said, unless these people remain in the ship, none will be saved. Paul said to the centurion who was guarding, and to the soldiers who were there, together with other prisoners, except these that are in the ship, you cannot save. Stay home, stay safe. Stay in the ship, stay safe. And so we find that Paul gave very strict instructions that these sailors must not escape. Because if they escape in the lifeboat, then the prisoners, the soldiers, the centurion himself would all be killed, because there will be no one to navigate the ship through to the plan. So except this bike issue, you cannot be safe, all of you. And so they listen. In the end, the ship was wrecked, and all who were able, because they were wrecked very near to the beach, they were able to swim to the beach, and everyone was saved, according to what Paul had said. No one lost their lives. Stay home, stay safe. Stay in the ship, stay safe. Right. This. All right. So the people in the boat were safe. Came to us. They escaped all safe to land. Why? Because all of them obeyed and they stayed in the ship. So what happened? Say, bring this short, this time available with me. All idea is stay home, stay in, stay safe. And today, I think all of us are obeying this instruction. And this is also the advice given by the Ministry of Health. Stay home, stay safe. And it is good that we do so, not only physically, but also spiritually. Stay home in Christ and stay safe. So, let me summarize what I've said. Stay home, stay safe. Noah was told to stay in the ark, and they were, and he and his family, and all others in the ark were safe. Brad and her family was asked to stay home, and they were safe. The sailors were asked, together with all those on ship, to stay in ship, and they were safe. Although the ship was wrecked later on, but all of them were safe. Next week, if I have time, I'll continue with my study on the advisory of the Ministry of Health. And what is it? The second advisory given is stay at a distance. Stay far, stay safe, at least 1 meter away from one another. Then, because I have only 2 weeks with you this week, next week, I shall have to include a third motto given by the Ministry of Health, and that is number 3. Stay clean, stay safe. These are the 3 which have been repeated again and again by the Ministry of Health to ensure that COVID-19 is not spread out, but it is contained. Stay far, stay safe, stay clean, stay safe. Wash your hands. So for that, I end now. And yes, for your information, you can read all these in advance too. It is in my domination for next week as well. According to my URL here, you can read it if you want to. By going to my home site, web page at britabell.com. Okay, with this I end. As usual, in every rumination of mine, I add a rumination for the week. And my reflection for the week. A suggestion for your reflection is, are you safe and sound in Christ? In Christ's love abounding, in Him redeeming grace. In Him my dear manner, in Him my hiding place. In Him there is atonement, in Him eternal life. In Him a provision, in Him an end of strife. In Him there is fullness of blessing in His service suite, in Him I am Him complete. I wanted to sing this hymn with all of you, but the strength of healing you all know, so distribute it. And with that, I hand over the meeting to whoever is in charge. Thank you very much.